The views and opinions expressed during Eye in the Triangle do not represent WKNC or NC State student media. Your dial is currently tuned to Eye on the Triangle on WKNC 88.1 FM, HD1, Raleigh. Thanks for listening.
Good morning and welcome to Eye on the Triangle. I'm here with Madison Farlow from NCSU's Habitat for Humanity chapter. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning, Ellie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? It's great to have you.
I'm doing pretty good.
We're going to start talking about the chapter that you are a part of with Habitat for Humanity. This is actually the second part of this series we're doing in preparation for Shackathon, which is NCSU's fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity. I'm going to ask you a few questions about both the chapter and how you got involved. So to start out with, how did you get involved in the chapter here at NC State?
It really just started off, I'm a civil engineering student, so I've always been looking for opportunities to learn about construction and get hands-on experience as a carpenter. My dad and grandfather were both carpenters, and I think as a civil engineer, wanting to go into the construction industry, I would feel better about myself if I have hands-on carpentry experience rather than just going in there like some corporate white-collar individual and not see where people that are working under me are coming from. What I do is I oversee the build days. I help coordinate work crews. I help maintain a list of who works and who doesn't work. And I also schedule build days with Habitat Wait.
You had mentioned something about talking about the mission for Habitat for Humanity. Would you like to tell me a little bit about how it aligns with what you are doing for school and what you believe in, and how would you describe the mission for Habitat for Humanity?
Habitat for Humanity kind of runs parallel with what I'm learning in my classes. I'm getting to kind of apply some of the knowledge that I'm gaining in my classes and actually build things, and it's a really great experience.
Well, that's awesome. Habitat is a great cause. I really enjoyed learning about it with Chase Inman, who I met with last week, and she gave us a little bit of a preview about what Habitat was for and what the money raised from Shackathon goes to. And now I want to ask you a little bit about Shackathon. Could you please give us a bit of an overview on what the fundraiser does, how it works, and what students can expect?
The goal of Shackathon is to raise money for Habitat for Humanity of Wake County. Shackathon starts on Sunday, March 26th. Each shack is assigned to a student organization that pays for the shack at the bid meeting. So all organizations receive a 12 by 12 foot chalked plot in Wolf Plaza to build their shacks on. No single dimension of the shack can exceed 12 foot. So Sunday serves as the building day. I don't believe anybody sleeps in the shack on Sunday night, but starting Monday morning at 8 a.m., shacks have to be manned by at least one person at all hours of the day until 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon. And from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., at least two people have to man the shack and sleep in the shack for safety reasons. And every day from Monday to Friday, starting at 8 a.m. and Monday through Thursday through 5 p.m., organizations are required to be fundraising through sales of baked goods or games or any other type of fundraisers for Habitat Wake. The organizations are fined in the competitive fundraising if they don't man their shacks. And I've told a couple of my friends from other schools about Shackathon. They're like, that's one of the coolest events that I've ever heard of. I've never heard of any fundraising event that is that creative.
WKNC is going to be in it this year. We have a shack, which we have in the past. This will be my first time experiencing Shackathon, and I'm really excited. I actually just got sent a picture earlier where the shack was filled so tightly with people that there was no floor space in it. I want to say there was probably about 20 to 30 people stuffed into the little shack, which I'm excited to experience it. I think it's going to be really cool.
Oh, yeah. I think that especially enjoying the build days through Habitat for Humanity, I'm going to really enjoy being out there and kind of helping. I'm not sure what my role is going to be at build on the Sunday we are building the shacks, but I'm really excited to get out there and have some fun with all the organizations and kind of help wherever I can and just be a good representative of the club.
Absolutely. Well, Madison, it was great having you. Thanks for filling us in. And to all the listeners out there, I hope that you will donate and get involved for Shackathon coming up this week. And with that, thank you for listening. This has been Ellie with Eye on the Triangle.
This has been Eye on the Triangle. I'm Aaron Mitchell, your guest host right now. Thank you so much for listening to this. You can listen to back episodes of Eye on the Triangle at wknc.org/podcasts under Eye on the Triangle, or just any of the other podcasts we have on WKNC. Thank you so much.